Now, the next speaker is one of the loveliest people on Twitter. My first meeting with her at Teach Meet Clevedon last year involved her pointing at my shoes, marvelling at how shiny they were, and basically giggling for the rest of the evening. So, welcome Jen Ludgate.
Right, it's really weird having a microphone that means you can't hear me, so I apologise if you can't hear me because I've had parents evening the other day and I completely lost my voice nearly, so I nearly couldn't talk. I'm not talking to you about anything ICT-based. Helen just said, could I talk about things that I've done that hopefully engage and excite... Oh, that sounds better. Or not. engage or excite people in my classroom. So I've got a few images, if you can see them up there, various things I've done. I'm going to talk about one specific thing that I've done really recently. I like to use up things that are in my cupboard. So I've got plates on there that we write on. We write on the tables, we write on the walls, we write on the windows. Buy liquid chalk pens if you haven't done it already and write on... I've written on them, which apparently is allowed. You can write on their arms as long as you're really careful and they're not allergic to ink. We've got challenges lessons, which my pupils have at the end of each sort of half term. We have days or a lesson in particular where they'll have challenges to compete to do with what we've been learning about. And you can see them here creating towers and paper planes and all sorts. Over here we have Pass the Parcel, which is where with my Year 7s we play literally Pass the Parcel, and whatever comes out the box they have to relate to our learning, so that's relating to relational thinking, and those of you that use Solo. On the next page, just really quickly, we've got our FAQ wall, okay, which there's a post about my blog if you want to read that. I didn't introduce myself, did I? I'm so awful. I know Kev did, sorry, I'm Jenny. Space, that's it, that's all you need to know. You'll find me on the internet, just type that into Google. Space hopper punctuation, which is amazing. Don't really type that into Google, I can see you picking up your phone, stop, okay.
Is that you?
It's me. No, that was a long time ago, leave it alone. Space hopper punctuation, settle down you guys. Space hopper punctuation, punctuation around the field, space hoppers to go and collect it. I'm going to get onto the point in a minute. Silent debate, if you haven't done this, please, please, please try this next week. It's amazing. Stolen from a geography teacher, Lindsay Haydock, who's also on Twitter at my school. And silent debate is amazing because they're quiet and they stay quiet. And the ideas they come up with are fabulous. It's quite literally debating on the tables, debating on paper if you don't want to ruin your tables and upset your cleaners. And a character, cool, right, now the point that I was here for, sorry. Monster MasterChef, here I put them in hexagons to keep you soloists happy. Monster MasterChef, sorry Helen, quite a lot of clicking in this one, is basically an idea to engage my Year 8s who aren't particularly good at character analysis. They're quite used to making one-dimensional comments about the characters, either good, bad, ugly, and I wanted to make sure that they could see that the characters were made up of lots of different things. So it's an extended homework project. It lasted for about 3 weeks, including all the lessons that we were doing on top of that. And it was three separate things they had to do. They had to come up with an ingredients list, so what the character was made up of and how much of that character was made up of it. So whether it was a litre of sadness and a tablespoon of loneliness and a drop of anger, to try and work out all the different elements that went into these characters. Then for their homework, they had to write up the ingredients, they had to write up the recipe, and we talked all about the right kind of verbs that they should be using, the order and the language and so on. And then I pushed it a little bit further and suggested that because of an idea that Pete Jones gave me to do a cake, I said, Pete, what can I do? He said, you like drinking tea? I said, yes. And he said, what do you like eating with tea? I said, cake. And he said, do that. And so that was how this idea came about. They then had to design their cake and explain the reasons for what they'd put in it. Their analysis of their ingredients, why have you chosen to put this ingredient in, was absolutely phenomenal. The detail they went into was amazing. And the biggest, most important part of this was the extrinsic motivator at the end, which was the cake day that we did. And we actually made and decorated the cakes. Next slide, if possible. Spent a bit of time using Solo with this group, so they kind of understand it. What I did was created a mark scheme based on Solo. So we have character level 1, 2, 3, and 4 going from unistructural at the top, so some detail, some idea of what you're doing, turning up to class, that kind of thing. And then level 4, which was a unique and different and sophisticated approach to creating this cake design. And also a unique and specific and sophisticated approach to writing up the explanation, which is what I was after at the end. I was after higher level analysis of the characters than we'd had in our previous reading assessment. So just quickly, there's like a bouncy arrow, that's nice. And there's a nice star coming up to tell you that it's based on so level. So up here was the end result, okay? The end result was a cake day. So this was motivating them the whole way through. And so was, we're not going to do the cakes unless you get on with this work, okay? So basically, this kept them going. But they were really excited about the project outside of school. On the cake day, I had to turn my room into a technology room because we didn't have any spare. So I covered the tables in banquet roll. Now, this actually led me to a further idea, which was, as well as decorating the cakes in response to their homework and their extended projects, on the day they had to analyse and annotate before they could eat the cake. I'm really mean. And not only am I really mean, I said no eating to the end of the day, and I went round eating all of the bits that they were doing. So they had to analyse before they could go anywhere near the cake. Now, they were amazing at making the designs. I thought it was going to be a disaster. It wasn't at all. It was absolutely brilliant. They used all of their knowledge that they had about the character already, all of their designs that they'd already used, and designed the cakes on the day. Okay, I bought them from Tesco. I didn't make 60 cakes. But then they had to analyse them. You can see, well, you probably can't see because it's really far away from you. But if you look at my blog, there's more photos of the analysis that they did. And this was whilst they were having fun, and this was the end of the project for them. So they weren't bothered about having to do this little bit of extra work that was there. Liquid chalk pens. Liquid chalk pens for the windows and board pens for their tables. Come off fine as long as you rub them off. Makeup wipes, get them off really well. At the end of the task, okay, which was yesterday, I got them to answer the question, how does Mary Shelley / Philip Pullman, because we're looking at the play script of Frankenstein, how do they present the character of? Now, these are kids working at about levels... They're about high level fours to some low level sixes in there in terms of writing. These two of my kids, one here is about level five usually. This girl here is my weakest writer. She's got the most beautiful handwriting, but she can't usually and never wants to write. She won't write more than a sentence because she always says, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. That's the only response I've been getting from her. Yesterday, when I asked her to answer this question, how does Philip Pullman / Mary Shelley present the character of whoever she was doing? Doing the monster? Yeah, the monster. She put her head down and she just wrote. And this is four lessons after at the end of our cake project. She's got her homework and her project in front of her, all marked. And it's not the best piece of writing that I've seen, but she gives more than one opinion as to what the monster could be like, which for her is massive. She doesn't just see him as a one-dimensional creature anymore. She uses quotations that they now know off by heart because they've looked at them in their homework and they've analysed them and they've made cakes of them. Very quickly, just at the end. So the results are, I don't particularly like talking about levels necessarily because it is an ongoing thing, but they have definitely increased their levels in terms of writing and their reading assessments. What else have they done? Oh, well, obviously I said to them, has this worked? And they all put their hands up and said yes, because they got to eat cake. But actually one of the best things was one of my vaguely lively girls said, oh miss, I just don't want to be rude. And I said, it's fine, if you didn't like doing it, tell me, it's okay. If you didn't want to do it, I don't mind. I want to hear the. So I don't want to be rude about the other teachers, miss. I went, what do you mean? She went, well, it was better learning because it was fun. And I was like, yes, it was better learning because it was fun. And I know that we all know that, and I'm preaching to the converted, but it's just this idea that I've kind of stolen after the event. I went to see Nina Jackson at a conference recently, and she had this equation, which is I plus E equals M. And I know she's using it in her new book, which is coming out soon, which she said I have to say, go and buy it. And she said, basically, intrinsic motivation, which was there once they got going with the homework. They didn't want to stop doing it. They wanted to put the effort in and show me what they were doing. Plus the extrinsic motivation, which is obviously the cake, equals motivated learners. And they absolutely are now putty in my hands. I can do anything with them at the moment. Fingers crossed that will last for at least another week. And it will keep them going. I've also added on the bottom that innovation and engagement also equals motivation. I'm going to shut up in a minute, I promise. Yeah, that's it. If you want to understand what the hell I've been on about for the last 5, 10, 15, however long it's been, minutes, I've written it up much more succinctly on my blog. Excuse the errors because it was last night quite late, so I'll go back in and put apostrophes in later. Okay. Sorry, yeah, it's so on Twitter it's at Miss J Ludd, and it's Ludgate altogether. Everyone thinks my surname's Ludd, it's not. And it's a WordPress site, so it's littlemissludd.wordpress.com. That's me. Thank you very much.